There's been a lot of shuffling in between the capitals around in the southern region, you know, the organ for peace and politics. And what we know really is that Filipe Nyusi, the Mozambican president, has been a bit confused in terms of which military entity he can work with, because obviously there is a bit of reluctance for a kind of SADC force for some reason. We don't know why, but we heard that, you know, a meeting between the Rwandan president and the French president yielded some kind of movement of Rwandan troops. These are purely press reports, but it's very clear that Filipe Nyusi has zeroed in on Zimbabwe and Rwanda as some kind of military intervention force.
I read an article. I saw that Rwanda is already or has already sent troops. If that is the case, is the deployment of Rwandan troops the same as SADC troop deployment?
Well, look, as far as I'm concerned, really, my initial analysis, James, is that Rwanda really has never played a big role in the affairs of SADC. It's actually very strange why that decision has been made. But, you know, when you are deploying troops in a region, one needs to be very cautious about the cultural and the behavioral, characters around in that region. My humble understanding really is that I think there's been a lot of political shuffling and, dilly-dallying. Look, SADC is our region, and if the SADC, the regional presidents, have decided to go for that, it would be a bit like sending Zimbabwean troops to handle the Nigerian problem. But, I've met a lot of political analysts who are even already concerned about the rate at which SADC is dragging its feet. And SADC is not in a good space, James. There's a few problems in Swaziland. South Africa is unstable. So we needed a decisive intervention system. But it seems, Filipe Nyusi has opted for Rwanda.
Rejoice, as you know, the situation in Mozambique's Cabo Delgado region has been terrible in terms of the human rights situation. I wonder, how is it this coming SADC deployment being viewed by the government of Mozambique and or by the opposition in Mozambique?
We have no information on the comments that are being made by the citizens of Mozambique. What we know really is that region is under distress. And I suppose perhaps the citizens of Cabo Delgado will want anybody to intervene and reestablish and stabilize their lives. But I can tell you from the ground in Zimbabwe, there is a lot of doubt whether the Rwandans can be able to tackle this issue, because Zimbabweans tend to be more adept at handling such situations. I suppose maybe Rwanda is that experience in the Goma region.